listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGroat. The United States and China have deep economic ties and an important trade relationship, but the U.S. has enacted a tariff on imports of Chinese tires. While the dollar amount involved is relatively small, University of Michigan business professor Linda Lim says the move could have wider implications. Lim tells the Ross School's Terry Kostrowski how the dispute could be resolved.
So one of the president's first trade moves was to impose a tariff on tires from China. Is this a campaign favor, or is this the start of something bigger?
It could be either. It's interesting that people are asking these questions because the move by itself doesn't make any sense. Low-end tires are not an industry segment in which the U.S. is competitive. So it is curious that such a small sector, one in which the U.S. is not competitive, one in which China and other countries have not been accused of unfair trade practices. So naturally, people are figuring out what are the other possible reasons. It could be a campaign favor. I've heard people suggest that it's actually a trade-off for healthcare votes. Another possibility is that it is the thin edge of the wedge, that is small warning shot to China, that if you don't do something about the general problems that we have with your trade policy, specifically your currency policy, there might be bigger stuff to come. Why then tires? Well, if you think it's the start of something bigger, then naturally you choose a small thing. Remember, whenever you impose a trade barrier, an import barrier on somebody else, you hurt yourself. In this case, any barrier on China will hurt American consumers. So you might choose something which is not very important, that doesn't form a big part of people's budgets. Maybe people aren't buying cars anyway at this time. The problem with this kind of strategy is that things can get out of control. It could ratchet up the reaction from the Chinese side.
So the dollar amount involved here is small, you know, with these tires. But in a larger context, how could this affect the U.S.-China trade relationship, the overall trade relationship going forward, and by extension, the two economies, one of which is in a weak position right now?
China, as you know, is the major funder of the U.S. budget deficit. We in the United States rely on the Chinese buying U.S. Treasury bills. At this point of time, when you have huge budget deficits, when the government is pumping money out, who does it borrow from? It doesn't borrow from Americans, whom it wants to spend and who don't save that much anyway. It has to borrow from overseas. If it borrows from overseas, who does it borrow from, given that almost everybody is in a bad situation and doesn't have the money to lend you? Thank you very much. We want to lend our own people. China does happen to have a surplus of savings. China's holdings of U.S. treasuries has just hit $800 billion, by far the largest, way beyond Japan, for example. So there's always the risk. I think it's a small risk, but there's always a risk that the Chinese could retaliate because of some domestic political situation of which we are not aware. There could be some power struggle internally, and they could retaliate by, for example, pulling out some, they wouldn't pull out all, of their money because treasuries are liquid, you can sell it to anyone. That could push the dollar down. It could push the dollar down at a time when we are recovering, which means that inflation will increase, import prices will increase, and the Fed will have no choice but to raise interest rates, thus stalling the recovery.
On the other end of it, how could this end up being resolved?
It'll be resolved in the way such things usually are resolved, which is through backdoor diplomacy and private negotiations. But very important, all trade policy is a struggle of domestic political interests. It's not one country versus another. The U.S. has to manage its domestic political interests, and China has to manage its domestic political interests, and then we'll get some result. It may not look like a foreign policy thing, but it's the result of these multifarious debates and struggles and negotiations going on inside the U.S. and inside China.
Linda Lim is a professor of strategy at Michigan's Ross School of Business.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.